Welcome to show number 54 of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. Today is April 2nd, the year 2022. And what a wild ride we're on here. I have a great guest for us today. She is waiting in the wings, and before I bring her on, let me just say it is an honor and a privilege to be on RBN and to have a platform to bring you folks some really wonderful people. If you get a chance to look through the archives, there's some what to me are really inspirational people that are taking a stand. And there's a lot to stand for. There's a lot to stand for, you know, let alone what we are tasked to stand against these days. You know, the opposition, our adversary, and all of its minions are really pushing it now. You know, it is alarming. It's really something. You know, I don't really even know how to encapsulate it, but. You know, if I were a parent, I would be really, really angry at what they're attempting to doing or have done to our children. It still bothers me, and I'm not a parent. As an adult man, I'm incensed by the way that they're coming after me, my health, my livelihood, my ability to act freely in the world, the control that they have set up in the areas that they have the ability to, you know, the financial world, the supply chain, the education system, the media, all of it is astonishing. You know, these people know what they're doing, and they are evil, bad people. They really, you know, they're misfits. They are dysfunctional retards with an arsenal, and it's not a fun thing to have to deal with. It is a joy to be with the people I get to be with that are awake and aware and taking a stand, willing to take a stand, embracing taking a stand, seeing the joy in you know, being on the right side of history to the degree that we're able to is really something not to be missed. But we're going to unpack this whole scenario a bit with Kristen Dodd. Kristen Dodd is an amazing woman, beautiful in every way that a woman can be beautiful. And she is active in a group called People's Rights. And, you know, how they can demonize groups of good people, attempt to anyway, in the media, you know, the powers that shouldn't be. You know, they are a farce to be reckoned with, because they do wield some awfully mighty platforms. You know, they do puppeteer media, they do puppeteer the government, the police. It's really something, and a lot of people you know, are rallying to be good people and take care of each other and their neighbors, friends. And People's Rights is just a blessed example of that. And Kristen is active in Area 1 North here in North Idaho. And yeah, man, she has been a joy to get to know, you know, along with a lot of the other people in and around these groups here that, you know, just show up and, you know, let the school board know they don't want their children injected with crap or masked or, you know, whatever the tangent of the assault on us is that's being dealt with at the time. It's really nice to be around that. So I know Kristen is in transit right now. She's between two cities. She's out there. She's active. She's on the road. We're trying to get a hold of her. Let's see if she's there. Kristen, are you with us? Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for making it. It's great to have you on the show. And I believe, and we weren't ready to transition last week into the new format where we're going to have almost a half an hour to go, and then we'll have a 6-minute break at the bottom of the hour and then another half hour. So I'm just going to go ahead and assume that we have, you know, 25 minutes, and please take your time and introduce yourself to our audience and let us know what's going on in Kristen's corner of Clown Town.
Well, thank you for the very gracious intro. You're much too kind, and it has been a pleasure to get to know you as well, Stuart. You're doing great things out there. You're also very active, and I very much appreciate it. I am in transit. I just left a county candidate forum in Priest River, and so now I'm headed over to another political event, and so I wear a couple different hats. You know, with People's Rights, we really try to be apolitical or nonpartisan, if you will, because rights are all of ours. It doesn't matter what political affiliation you associate with or fail to associate with. You know, we all have the same rights, and they're all God-given. And so that's what's drawn me to People's Rights. You know, it started back early 2020 after all of the shutdowns and then mandates followed after that. So, you know, we had a lot of people that were going, well, you know, what are we going to do? How do we defend our rights here? And so, of course, there's more power in numbers, and and we've been growing across the country, and it's pretty awesome to see. I went to the very first meeting in Athol, Idaho, North Idaho, back in early 2020, and have been to almost every single meeting since. Became an area assistant, I don't know, probably about a year and a half ago, and have just been, I haven't lost steam because this is just something that I finally really feel very aligned with, and it's a cool group of people. They're my tribe, I guess you could say, the people that really believe in having a principled foundation, and we open every meeting with a prayer because we believe that our rights are given to us from God, our Creator, and no government, no an official can take that away from us. And we have to stand together to unite as a community, as neighborhoods, defense of our rights. We have to understand that those rights are ours to claim and to use and to defend. So that's kind of the background with people's rights. I wear a couple different hats. I also have my political side of things that I'm always out there trying to go to as many public meetings as possible. I urge and encourage everybody of all walks of life to get involved in your community in any way that you can and be informed. And so it doesn't have to be a partisan encouragement. I'm encouraging everyone to educate themselves, and that's part of what I do with People's Rights, even though we're not a political organization, we're just a grassroots network. But as an area assistant and one who plans meetings for us, I always encourage anybody who wants to run for candidacy, they're welcome to come and introduce themselves, because we want people to get to know who's running, who's in office, what they're all about, learn how you can be active and involved in your government, because we are the government, not just our elected officials, we are the government, and it's important for us to have our voices heard. It's important for us to understand what our constitutions protect, what they're supposed to be protecting, and if you don't understand those things, how can you stand for your rights? How can you defend them if you don't even know what they are?
Yeah, that is that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, I believe at some point JFK in one of his final speeches said in regard to what challenges we're facing, in the early stages then, he believed, said he was confident that an informed and engaged citizenry could remedy the situation. And that is why I'm doing what I do, is I, like you, believe that we have rights that are inherently ours, and that this is definitely self-evidently true. And we need to be able to rise above the programming and stand on these principles, the principled foundation that this is based on, what the Constitution is based on, what the Magna Carta was based on, what, our lives as good people should be based on, is a principled foundation that stands in solidarity with other people, against this stuff. Over parties, political parties, over all these false divisions and divides that they're, stirring up and conjuring, into society. So, absolutely, that's where the solution and the remedy lies, I believe, as well. And that's really important. I'd love to unpack that some more and talk about that, because we've gotten to a point where it's just not okay to get to the point where we kind of know what's going on and then, hope somebody else rides in on a white horse and vanquishes the dragon. It's just not going to happen. It's us. I mean, we're the ones
exactly.
We've been waiting.
Well, yeah. I keep telling people that, tyranny is only possible, only successful when people comply with it. And tyrants, they're never going to go away. There's always going to be tyrants. But we can defeat tyranny by standing against it in unity. And I don't care if you're on the left or the right side of the aisle or whatever you want to call it. It's to me, it's not about being conservative or liberal. It's about recognizing that we hold the power. We created the government, not the other way around. God is our creator, so we answer to him. But we created the government, so they answer to us, not the other way around. And people have got to get that through their brains. It's been this slow process over the course of, you know, over 100 years, hundreds of years, where, you know, we say, okay, well, we have this revolutionary war, right? And we people died in defense of our individual liberties. And how long did that last before people are just right back in line obeying not only ungodly, but, you know, now constitutional edicts, mandates, orders. And I mean, our republic is all but lost because, when people in the executive branch can just come through and say, okay, well, I'm going to overturn whatever the laws are, the legislature, you know, whatever you guys are doing, it doesn't matter anymore. I can just do whatever I want. You know, it just comes down to the people. The people have got to stand up and say no. And if somebody is stepping out of line and not following the Constitution and the balance, the checks and balances that have been put in place by the three branches of government and our Constitution, then it's just time to say no. And people have to stop being afraid to say no.
Yeah, absolutely true. And I think that they are consciously and strategically pushing us to that point now. You know, they're drawing out the opposition to see how to deal with them. And they take, a big run into our rights and then back off and assess. And it's just time to just, participate in noncompliance. And, you know, they're getting us very close to the point where, you know, we have the right, the God-given right to defend ourselves, and if somebody is, you know, marching up your driveway shooting, that's pretty clear, right? I mean, if somebody is, you know, has an axe at your front door, but, you know, these vermin are, you know, sneaking into the house at night and poisoning the milk. And at some point, you know, they just need to be dealt with. And I think we're very close to the point where we need to really address the foundational issue of standing on the principles of self-defense, that we have not initiated aggression and that we have the right to save our lives and our neighbors' lives. And it's not incumbent upon us to wait until there is an axe in the front door or, you know, blue helmets firing weapons marching up our driveway. If we let it get to that, it's not going to...
We keep moving the line. That's the thing is, yeah. You know, we keep saying, okay, now I'm drawing my line in the sand. You know, if A happens, then that's when I'm going to stand. And then A happens, and it's like, well... Okay, I still have food, I still have the work, for some of us, some people didn't have that ability, but I mean, it's like everybody says they draw this line, but that line is moving.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to stand, and then B happens, and we're like, we're already conditioned, and you know, we've already accepted A, and so B is that much easier to accept, and the line just keeps moving. People have got to stop moving that line in the sand. And, you know, First Amendment rights have been infringed upon. Second Amendment rights have been infringed upon. Oh, there's our break. I hear the music.
Yeah, we're on the old schedule. Okay, belay my last about the break. We'll be right back on the other side with the White Rose Resistance Hour and Kristen Dodge.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it. And how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
All circuits are busy. Please try your...
Welcome back to this show, show number 54 of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I'm that guy today at the moment, Stuart Howe, and I have Kristen Dodd with People's Rights, Area 1 North, with us. And before the break, we were talking about the moving line in the sand and how it's just incumbent on us to not comply with this stuff, and that we have the God-given inalienable, unalienable right to defend ourselves. And they're not making it easy to live life, and they really are intent on ushering in this really satanic, Luciferian, put whatever label on it you want, world of total control, where they're, you know, playing God, and they have, you know, they want to believe they have dominion over everyone and everything, you know, with a high-tech overlay, and they don't get my soul. They're pushing it, and, you know, there's pushback all over the world, and we, you know, we're on the right side of things, folks, so be buoyed by that. Be emboldened by that. Fortune favors the bold, and act boldly, and powerful forces will align with you, not with them. You know, they don't have divinity on their side the way we do. They don't have what we have. You know, they are outmatched, outclassed. And, so here we are. Here we are. Well, Kristen, and we're clearly back on the old break schedule, and we've got a short segment here, but I think that's a really important thing, is everybody needs to search their soul and, you know, say some prayers, regardless of what their, you know, particular leanings are as far as their relationship with the divine, and make ready, you know, make ready to really just to take a stand, you know, joyfully if possible. Let's pick that up where we left it for a minute or two. We'll hear the music come up again. But, you know, I really hope we can encourage people to really take stock of what's going on and really muster some resolve.
Well, that's really good point. I mean, this is a spiritual battle. This is spiritual warfare we're in. And, you know, if you believe God has already won, you know, we have to have faith that if we walk with righteousness, that, you know, we will live in eternity with our Father in heaven. And that's what I believe. And, you know, we should not be afraid. Of course, we want to try and make this life here on earth as free as possible, but what's more liberating, what's more free than knowing that this battle really has already been won, and we are soldiers here, you know, trying to do as he would have us do, and that's, you know, that's, for me, that's all it's really about. And, you know, I do the best I can there. Of course, we're all fallible. And, you know, certain pieces of the Bible can, of course, be interpreted in different ways. But at the end of the day, I want to try and serve him in the best way that I can. And that's my ultimate goal. But, you know, I've always had a fighting spirit, and I've always been a bit of a rebel, I guess you could say. So this kind of stuff kind of falls natural for me. I don't mind swimming upstream. I don't mind standing up and being the only one standing in a room, you know, of naysayers, and or everybody saying yes and I'm saying no. I don't mind it, but it kind of comes natural for me, I guess. I wish we had more of that rebel spirit in our youth. Man, that's another kind of big pet project of mine, is I go to all the school board meetings, and I just really try to encourage these kids to, you know, critically think, not obey and comply, but to really think things through and think about what the consequences are of their actions. And I don't mean if you disobey the teacher or administrator, what are those consequences, you know? So, another break time.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son. If your pants were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of a being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. So as you push off from the shore, won't you turn your head once more and make your peace with everyone? For those who choose to stay, who will live just one more day to do the things they should have done. And as you cross the wilderness, suspending in your emptiness, you really have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universal mind has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice.
Yes, indeed. Skating away on the thin ice of the new day. We're back, everyone. Back into it. Our long segment here on show number 54 of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Kristen Dodd and your host here, Stuart Howe. And I'm told we have a call-in on line three. And Kristen, I'm hoping that's okay if we take a call-in and maybe... we'll get more into this really good topic of, taking a stand, and some of us are cut from the same cloth, and taking a stand is not a big thing for us, and it's sort of enjoyable, it's empowering, right? It's like sport. I mean, I've never been a dragon slayer, but I'll tell you, having a toe-to-toe with the head of the CFR or the CIA or the NSA or the school board member or that cretin mayor,
Oh, geez.
I want everybody to at least once get out there and experience how good it is to actually step away from the keyboard and get into the arena and take a stand, because we don't really understand, or at least I didn't, what it means that one individual plus God makes a majority. And when you're standing in
Amen.
Your power, absolutely, with the righteous cause that you feel in your heart, and you can walk through the fear. Don't get me wrong, it is not comfortable, and it is not fun to stand up in a room where everyone in that room is gonna cast hate and scorn and whatnot, but walking through it and then coming out the other side of it, it is really, you get to feel something that should not be missed by anyone. We could tell stories of how good that feels. And instead of getting off into that, let's bring in Marcus. Marcus in Idaho on line three, are you with us?
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, Marcus. Where are you in Idaho, and what's going on in your corner of Clown Town?
I'm in Griggs, Idaho. Thankfully, we don't have too much clowny activity, but I'm definitely watching what's on the world stage and the American stage. And I disagree with the fact that we can change things in our government. They have the power of the purse strings. Nancy Pelosi holds the power, and Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, they have power beyond our wildest dreams with the amount of money that they can flow to certain pet projects that they have. And if you look at what happened in Canada with the truckers' evolution, I don't want to say revolution, it was an evolution, how easily they were staunched, although... it woke up the world. Still, the fact is that the power is in certain people's hands, and we do not have that until we take it back by force. That's not something that any of us want to do, and it may actually come down to it, or it may come down to the time when the Christ comes back and lets the Antichrist come in and put his thumb on us even more until Christ comes back. So I disagree with that premise that we have the power to be able to take back things. And a certain degree we do in a school board in a small area, but on a larger scale, we are very piddling people. Think about the people which are still stuck in the prison from January 6th, and they're not having any right to be humans anymore. That is injustice served cold.
Thank you for that, Marcus. There he goes, everybody. Marcus, you make a good point. I think I'll take this for a start here, Kristen. It sure does appear that way. However, they have not yet really finished poking the sleeping bear here, and the power that they wield is illusory in a large degree. Yeah, they have control over a large contingent of media, purse strings, the supply chain and all that. Yeah, absolutely. And that intimidates a lot of people. And if you think about it too long, it can, you know, you can start to agree with that. And a lot of people have. That's what they've got going for them, is they get people to stand down. But, you know, on the other side of that coin, there are a lot more of us. We have something of power behind us that they cannot, you know, possibly counter. And they haven't really faced that yet. And I think what we're seeing is a split of, they are forcing a split of humanity. And there are going to be people that go along, you know, with Satan's world. But there is a large contingent of us who are not. And, you know, we've not yet begun to fight. And, you know, that's a big thing. And just going back to what you said earlier, Kristen, the standing on principle and, the, you know, being principled and being willing, you know, as Max Egan says, to face eternity without flinching. You know, there's power in that. And however it turns out, you know, we win. I believe we have already won on one level. And, you know, the biggest victory we can have is parting company with the fellow spectators and the NPCs and the compliant submissive herd and stepping into the arena. You know, that alone, that, you know, is victory. And that's how, you know, we need to look at it that way. That's how I look at it. And I just don't let myself go to the dark side thinking, you know, I've come to believe in something that I have termed lucid entrainment. You know, the same way that you can lucidly dream, you can exercise agency over what radio station, you know, you set the receiver to. You can exercise agency over being, you know, in a positive, empowered entrainment with divinity and that frequency, or not. And I believe that through divinely inspired lucid entrainment with the power and the energy of God, there will be our victory. And not for everybody. There are people that are going to comply, but, you know, I'm not on that team. I'm on the good, you know, team good guys, corny as you like, you know, truth, justice, yeah, in the American way, and the principles that all that stands for. So, you know, please weigh in on this, because it's really a key topic.
Yeah, you have a way with words, Stuart. I love it. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to experience victory. And, you know, I moved from Colorado, and Colorado was once upon a time kind of an old cow. You know, Denver, Colorado was an old cow town, you know, when I was growing up. And so I saw the change take place there, and I was, at one point, was very heavily involved in politics there in the Denver GOP. I got really involved when Ron Paul ran for president, and was, you know, that got me excited about it. And I was up against people who were so, you know, in the GOP that were so entrenched in the establishment mentality that it was infuriating. And I did kind of feel a little bit helpless at times. And it made me not, it wasn't so much fun, because I was literally one of very few people who was standing on principles of liberty, and instead of just siding with party lines. And the party line in that neck of the woods happened to be very much establishment, in favor of establishment mentality. And so I understand the discouragement, and I moved up here to North Idaho to be around some more like-minded people, because I felt like that was, you know, going away where I was at. And but I'm also of the mindset now that we can't just keep running either. We have to, at some point, have to stand where we're at and fight, because here in Bonner County, we have a whole lot of corruption here. I mean, people flee here to escape tyranny, and it's funny, because people really take that for granted here, but there is a whole lot of corruption that we can shine a light on here in Bonner County in the redoubt. And I do kind of find that to be a sport, shining a light on that. And so there are ways of experiencing victory without worrying about what Nancy Pelosi or Chuck, right. the Schumers are doing. So, or the Rockefellers, or, you know, go bigger, the Pope and the, you know, the Catholic Church and so on and so forth. I mean, I can't, of course I watch headlines and of course I pay attention to what's going on the national or international scale. But where I focus my energy on is here in my own community, because I feel like this is where I could actually affect some change. And I already have seen it. And yes, at the school boards, and yes, at the commissioner meetings, and yes, at city council meetings or the mayor's roundtable, you know, and those ways. And even as far as, you know, like today at the forum I went to, there's assessors and people running for the assessor's office and treasurer. I mean, all these little, and then in May, the May elections where, you know, people of Liberty, they're still stashed away in their cabins in the woods, and because they don't even realize that there's a really important election going on in May on the off-cycle election years, where we're voting in, you know, hospital district board members and library district board members. That's how the establishment infiltrates. That's how the big government people, the people that don't believe in freedom and liberty, that's how they infiltrate when everybody else is asleep in their cabin in the woods. I mean,
right.
So we have, there are so many different small local battles that we can win. And if everybody would stop worrying so much about what's going on in D.C. or in New York City or L.A. or what have you, unless, of course, you live in those places, we could affect so much change here locally, and each county can start to do that. Each city, each county, each jurisdiction can start to do that. And can you imagine if we just all, you know, got back to you know, our republic and restored our republic, restored our liberties at the local level, that would be huge across the country, you know, these small battles. And when Bonner County is doing something awesome, you know, guess what? Kootenai County and the next county over, they hear about it. And they're like, oh, that's cool. If they were able to do that there, why can't we do that here? And it's a domino effect. And
yep,
so
synergy.
It's really cool. And when you connect with the like-minded people who are willing to take this stance and fight the battle with you, it's like, man, I've found my new family. You know, it's so cool.
It really is. You know, you're touching on really important parts of the remedy of the, you know, thinking globally and acting locally. And Heather Scott, you know, God bless her, wonderful woman. She was my guest. You can look it up in the archives if you want to listen to her, anybody out there. There's 101 things she's listed that we can do, you know, locally that we have great power over. And, you know, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and, you know, Brandon and these other, you know, retarded evil clowns, they are not going to come and knock down your door. They are not going to force your child to be vaccinated on the ground in person. It's here, you know, in our counties, in our states, in our cities, in our towns, you know, that we have power to just say, no, man, you know, that bozo back in Clown Town is not the boss of me. And you order followers better take into account that we have drawn a line in the sand and we're saying no. So,
well, and there's other ways too. I mean, another thing you can do to fight tyranny is vote with your dollar. You know, we have got to stop supporting these businesses who fall in line with the tyrants and who are complying with tyranny. We've got to take a hard stance and really start voting with our dollar. And so another little pet project of mine is Liberty Beacon Network. You can go to libertybeaconnetwork.com, and it started out as just collecting the names from my friends across the state of Idaho, collecting the names of businesses who have been honoring and respecting their customers and their employees' bodily autonomy and their individual liberties. And those are the businesses, instead of just boycotting, I mean, we can boycott, but I really want to highlight and spend my money with those businesses who are respecting individual liberty and who are standing strong against tyranny
And we can vote with our dollar. That's another win. We can win by supporting and keeping those businesses open and saying, you know what, we don't need you, Amazon or Google or, you know, whatever. You know, I don't want to,
yeah.
You know.
No, I'm right there with you. And every time I hear somebody who's, you know, likes to think of themselves as awake and aware, talk about, I got to run over to, you know, shop at Walmart. I'm just like, oh, I just, I cringe.
I'm guilty too. And it's hard to not be guilty.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to unpack that a little bit on the other side as our last break. So stay with us on the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN with our guest, Kristen Dodd.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend
Thanks for riding through the break with us, folks. We're getting ready to close the show here, so I need to thank some folks. You know, first of all, thank you, Kristen, and thank you, Casey Whalen, North Idaho Exposed, Ammon Bundy, whose website is votebundy.com, a principled man who has stood in the gap more times than I can count or know about. and he's running for government here. He just switched to the Independent Party. Thank you, everybody involved in people's rights. They can be reached, as Kristen said it. You can text the word rights to 90123, and they're
80123.
Also 80123. Thanks for catching that. Rights to 80123, and then peoplesrights.org. There's libertybeacon.com. Thanks, Kristen, for speaking about that, and that is a wonderful thing. You know, absolutely, we need to support the people that are doing good works, and not the people that aren't. Thank you, Benny Wills, for making us laugh. Benny Wills, hopefully, will be our guest. He's agreed to come on, but he's having their second child. He's down in Athol that you mentioned earlier. Thank you, Heather Scott. Too many people for you to remember and thank. But, you know, politics do matter. And, you know, if you don't think so, take a look at Heather Scott's body of work and her 101 things we can do, because we need to address this as our opposition does. It needs to be a simultaneous multi-theater defense to counter their assault on many levels. So thank you, Kristen. You know, go ahead and take us out of the show here. We've got just a couple of minutes left. You'll hear the music come up, but thank you so much for coming on, and what did I forget?
Well, I'm just going to say it's libertybeacon.com, and I do invite everyone, if you own a business and you are liberty-minded, or you know of a business that is liberty-minded, please contribute to the network. It is a free network. You can register for free, and you can recommend businesses. You can also sign our pledge to respect bodily autonomy of your employees and your customers. So I do encourage everyone to participate in that. It is free, again. And I just like to encourage everyone to get involved, you know, whether it be joining People's Rights or something else, you know, or just stand alone and go to your public meetings and be the change you want to see, and believe that you can affect change here locally in your own community. It is possible. I've seen it. I've been experiencing it, and it is beautiful, and you'll meet some really awesome people along the way. And just thank you so much for what you're doing, Stuart. This platform that you've given to so many awesome speakers that I've heard, and so just thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Yeah. You know, as people get out there, they'll be surprised, as I have been, and I believe you probably have been too, at the response we get. It's not comfortable, but the first city council meeting I spoke at here, I went to just kind of listen, a fly on the wall, and see what was going on. And I was so incensed at one of the opening remarks that, you know, I got up to the podium and I just let her rip. And I was uncomfortable, and I got back to my chair a little bit shaken and, you know, having doubt about it. And I was thanked. You know, people thank me afterwards, and it's so empowering. All right, everybody, I love you. Be well. I'll see you next week. God willing, and the river don't rise. But, hey, man, get up off your butt and get out there, okay? We need you. Get out there. Love you. Bye.
Amen. Thanks, Stuart. Skating away, on the thin ice of a new day.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central, and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.